This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. South Africa has launched a case at the United Nations top court accusing Israel of genocide against Palestinians in Gaza and asking the court to order Israel to halt its attacks.
South Africa's submission to the International Court of Justice alleges that acts and omissions by Israel are genocidal in character, with the intent to destroy Palestinians in Gaza as part of the broader Palestinian national, racial, and ethnic group. South Africa has been a fierce critic of Israel's military campaign in Gaza and has compared Israel's policies regarding Palestinians in Gaza and the West Bank with South Africa's past apartheid regime of racial segregation. Israel rejects such allegations and says the latest is disgusting. I'm Norman Hall.
The Biden administration has again bypassed Congress on an emergency weapons sale to Israel.
For the second time this month, the State Department's made an emergency determination, a rare step allowing it to go around a congressional review requirement for foreign military sales. This one is a $147.5 million sale of equipment needed to make ammunition the Israelis have already bought work. The move comes as Israel faces growing criticism over its war in Gaza, and with President Biden's aid package for Israel, Ukraine, and other needs stalled in Congress. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Drone footage shown by on Friday, thousands of tests and tents set up for displaced Palestinians in Rafah. Tens of thousands of fleeing Palestinians sought shelter. Israeli tanks pushed through the central Gaza Strip. Nearly all of its 2.3 million people have fled their homes at least once, and many are now on the move again, often reduced to taking shelter in makeshift tents or huddled under plastic sheets on open ground. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. A suspected Russian missile breached NATO member Poland's airspace Friday, as reported by the Polish Armed Forces. The object spent less than 3 minutes in Polish territory, covering 40 kilometers, before likely returning to Ukraine. Despite monitoring its entire flight path, no action was taken against the missile. That incident occurred amid a significant overnight Russian attack on Ukraine involving 158 drones and missiles targeting critical infrastructure. Iran has executed 4 people for having alleged links with Israel's Mossad security service.
Local media reported that 3 men and 1 woman were executed and several others were sentenced to prison for having links with Israel's Mossad service. The 4 were charged with kidnapping several Iranian security forces to extract intelligence information, according to Mizan, the news website affiliated with the country's judiciary. The report also said several others working with the same group were each sentenced to 10 years in jail. I'm Karen Chamas.
Donald Trump's lawyers are suggesting he may testify next month in a New York trial surrounding damages he must pay to a columnist he'd accused him of sexual assault.
Donald Trump's legal team filed papers in Manhattan federal court asking that his deposition not be shown to jurors because the former president is a witness and likely to testify in the multi-million dollar defamation trial brought by columnist E. Jean Carroll. A jury already decided Trump sexually abused her 30 years ago in a department store.
It's a totally false accusation.
And then defamed Carroll in 2019.
I have no idea who this woman is. This is a woman who's also accused other men of things.
And then defamed her again in 2022. A new jury will be selected for this trial, slated to begin January 16th. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Mexico's president is trying to end the woes of patients throughout the country who are often told they need a specific medicine, but the hospital in question does not have it. President Andrés Manuel López Obrador's solution was to outfit a big warehouse on the outskirts of Mexico City to centralize his supply, what he claims will hold all the medications, all of them. He inaugurated the huge facility Friday. The question is whether Mexico can overcome what some experts say is a history of being bad at regulating the pharmaceutical industry, bad at buying medicines, bad at storing them, and bad at distributing them. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.